Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast. I'm your host, Liam Williams. Thank you for joining me for another story. Thank you also to the new patrons who have joined to support the podcast and get some extra stories. These people have joined recently, so I want to give them a shout out. Paul, Benjen, T, David, and FJ, thank you for joining. There is going to be some extra stories coming your way in June, and then from July onwards, extra exclusive tiered members of Patreon get to enjoy early access to chapters of my upcoming novel. So if you'd like to get involved in that, head over to Patreon. There's some information there about how you can get early access and some influence on my upcoming novel. Regular listeners will know I love a gym locker room story and I love a high school reunion story. I have combined both of those into this story entitled simply Locker Room Reunion. There are a few things I hate more than joining a new gym. Of course, I haven't done it very often, but out of necessity, I find myself signed up for a trial session at one of Progressive Fitness's seemingly endless locations. I don't think I'm planning on joining up fully. I don't like these chain places. As much as they try to differentiate themselves from each other, I find that they're all the same. Row upon row of various cardio machines and a single bench press station with about 10 weight plates, if you're lucky. They're always too busy, and always have the same heavy-based hip-hop or vaguely techno dance music pumping from the speakers in an attempt to motivate people. But this one is a 5-minute walk from my new apartment, and moving house means it's been 2 weeks since I worked out. So here I am, finishing my last set of bench press, while the guy on the preacher curl bench is eyeing me, hoping his death stare will speed up my reps so he can pounce on the station next. It doesn't work. I'm here to work out, and it isn't my problem that this is the only bench press setup. I take a sip of water and glance around. There aren't too many guys around in the early afternoon time slot, but as always, I take stock of who is around. There are a pair of guys on the treadmills. They're tall and lanky, likely training for some long-distance run. There's a guy at the squat rack, adding another plate to the bar. I look at the size of his legs and think that the extra plate is ambitious. He should have a spotter. Then I look over at the guy doing curls, who's still eyeing me off, trying to get me to move on. I mouth last set to him before laying back and completing another few reps with ease, knowing he's watching. With one last strong breath out, I re-rack the weight, wipe down the bench and grab my stuff. As I walk to the lockers to grab my bag, I wipe sweat from my brow. Despite the limitations of this place, I've managed to get a pretty good workout in. I'm going to need a shower. With my bag over my shoulder now, I look around to find the changing rooms. I skip the tour offered by the girl on reception, claiming that I wanted to get in a quick after-work workout before I had to get home and cook dinner. For some reason, the change rooms are at the complete opposite end of the building to the lockers, and so I walk back across the gym floor towards them. As I walk, I see that the class that was running in the group session room is being let out, so I pick up the pace. I don't want to have to wait for a shower cubicle behind that crew. I walk through the door into the change rooms and immediately smile. Along the left side of the room are more lockers and benches. Along the back are toilet cubicles. But on the right is the reason I'm smiling. I don't know what kind of time warp this franchise is located in, but my eyes fall on four column shower poles, each with three shower heads. I was sure that every last one of these setups had been renovated and replaced with cubicles. Somehow, that isn't the case at Progressive Fitness in Oxley South. I step over to the benches and open my bag. I remove my towel and hang it from a nearby hook. Then I start to undress. As I remove my clothes, I think about the last time I used a shower as open as this one. It would be years ago now. That season I tried out soccer at my local club where I used to live. I drop my shorts and briefs in one move and slip them into my bag before looking over my shoulder to see if there are hooks near the showers. There aren't, and I use that as an excuse to walk back across the changing rooms naked. I've never really been shy about my body. especially since I've packed on the muscle I have in the last few years, but I rarely get the chance to put it all on show in a locker room. I try really hard to hide the smile on my face in case someone walks in, but I enjoy the cool air of the tiled room on my body and my dick swinging freely as I walk. It's been too long. As I turn on a shower head, the one right in the middle, I glance over my shoulder as some other guys wander in. They seem to be a group of mates, and they all walk to the benches together. I continue to shower while peeking occasionally in their direction. I notice only one of them looks this way as they change out of their workout clothes. Those are the glances I'm used to, and one of the benefits of the strict workout schedule I've kept up in the last few years. None of them strip their briefs off, and I wonder if they know how badly their junk will smell by the time they go to bed and desperately request head from their girlfriend. I also wonder if they know that the stench is one of the reasons she'll likely say no. I roll my eyes as the three of them leave the room. I step under the now hot water and think back to the first time I used a shower like this. What was a nightmare for most of the boys on my under-16s football team was a dream for me. By that age, I already firmly knew that I was into guys, but also firmly knew how to keep it to myself, so that the straight guys surrounding me didn't suddenly put their guard up. For the 5 years I played football, the team piled into the shower room under coach's orders, stripping off with less and less trepidation each time, until I was able to gain a full view of everything that every guy on the team was otherwise hiding. I take a deep breath to calm myself as the hot water runs over my body, and I hear the footsteps of someone else entering the room. Eddie? I hear the voice as I complete my pivot to see who had walked in. It takes me a moment to realize that the guy standing in the doorway is one of those old high school teammates. Frankie! I smile, turning fully so that the water sprays against my back while I face him in my fully nude state. Been a while, mate. I notice Frankie look me up and down. You've grown up. I can't help but smile, picking up on the tone of his comment. I'd be in trouble if I looked like I did last time you saw me like this. Frankie laughs as he walks to the nearest bench. He strips down and piles his clothes on top of his bag. Then he strides towards me. My eyes dart down to his thick, cut dick. Of course, I remembered it was cut. Frankie was one of only two guys on the team who were. I also remember that it was one of the thicker ones, but it's definitely thicker than when I last saw it. What's it been? 10 years? He asks, taking the shower head on the other side of the pole I'm using and turning on the water. About that. You've done some growing yourself. I smile. Thank God. We both laugh, and I'm pretty sure I see his eyes dart down to my dick again. It twitches a little at even that little hint of attention. Frankie pumps some soap into his hand and begins the process of cleaning his torso. I watch, with practiced subtlety, as the suds build over his defined muscles. I take a moment to admire how much more muscular Frankie is than the last time I saw him. He's not the scrawny fullback he was at 17. The patch of hair between his broad pecs wasn't there all those years ago. The pecs weren't quite there either, but the abs that lead down to his dick were just starting to come in the year we graduated. The neatly trimmed bush around that dick is darker, too, at least compared to my memory. I didn't know you used this gym. Frankie restarts the conversation. I don't, I reply, as my eyes dart back up to his. I just moved to the area, so thought I'd try it out. What do you think? It's basic, as I expected, but the facilities are a nice change. I know, right? Frankie lifts his leg as he continues washing his body. I take the chance to watch his heavy ball swing. We keep having meetings about it. I keep managing to convince them that spending the money on renovations is unnecessary. I look up, and he must notice the questioning look in my eyes. I'm the head trainer here, he smiles, and part owner. So I have you to thank for this setup? My smile matches his. Yep. I thought you dreaded these things back in the day. Only because I hadn't perfected the art of the subtle glance like you had. I pause for a moment, processing his implication. Clearly I hadn't perfected it, if you noticed. I laugh, hoping to draw a little more information and maybe clarification from him. I only noticed you looking around, because every time I looked your way, your head was on a swivel. Another guy comes into the change room, and we pause our conversation. I take the opportunity to pump some shampoo into my hand and wash my hair. I deliberately close my eyes, knowing that if Frankie wants to get a good look at me, that would provide him a chance. I open them again and see that the other guy is showering too, though he's at the pole behind Frankie. He's facing away from me, so I take a long, slow look over his muscular back and the mounds of his ass. I realize that now Frankie had his head turned also. "Reminds me of Jason." Frankie leans towards me and speaks softly. My jaw drops, not because Frankie's wrong, but because Frankie is 100% right, and I didn't even realize that he would have noticed Jason's massive glutes in the showers, or that he'd still remember them a decade later. I turn to lock eyes with him. He smiles back. Then he winks. My dick twitches again as I realize what he's trying to tell me. "You said you live nearby?" Frankie asks. "Yeah, just around the corner. Want to invite me over for a drink? Catch up on old times?" Frankie turns off his shower and starts to wipe the excess water off his body. It's rare that I'm speechless. Even rarer that I'm not in control of a situation. Frankie has caught me completely off guard, and it takes me a moment to realize I haven't replied, that I've just been watching his hands slide over his body. The guy at the other shower is facing us now, and I'm sure he's noticed. Sure. I turn off my shower and start to walk over to the bench, trying to regain my composure. I've got beers in the fridge. Sweet. Frankie is at his own bench now, and I turn away from him as I dry myself. My heart rate has increased, and my dick is definitely not as flaccid as it was when I entered the change rooms. I need to get a grip. I'm better than this. I'm not some young virginal gay guy. I'm no stranger to this stuff, and it's definitely not the first time I've been propositioned in a gym changing room. I scramble to get dressed. As I slide my pants on, I realize I didn't even fully dry myself. I wipe my towel over my feet again before I step into my slides, throw my t-shirt on, and lift my bag. "Good to go?" Frankie asks as I turn around. He's dressed in a t-shirt and chinos, looking considerably more put together than I am. "Yeah, let's do it." Frankie turns to the guy still showering before we leave. "Still on for our 10 a.m. tomorrow, Stu?" The guy gives a thumbs up, and then I follow Frankie's lead out of there. He walks quickly across the gym floor, waving to some of his clients, and even giving a few quick tips as we go. He moves with a confidence I didn't see back when we were in school together. Everyone glances his way as we walk. I know I'm meant to be walking with him, but I find myself falling a couple of steps behind, purely because of his presence. Not that I mind too much. As I walk behind him, I'm able to watch his t-shirt hug his shoulders and admire how the mounds of his ass move in his chinos. "I'm done for today, Alexis." Frankie stops at the reception desk to chat to the girl who signed me in. "I'll open up tomorrow if you like. I don't think I'll have as far to travel, and I'll be able to get here earlier." "Sure thing, Frank." Alexis smiles at both of us. "Oh, and Eddie here is an old friend from high school. I'll talk him through our sign-up options, so you don't have to worry about that either." "No worries." Frankie offers Alexis a fist bump, which she accepts before offering one to me. I tap my fist against hers and suddenly feel like I've signed up here already. I look up from Alexis's hand to see that Frankie is already out the door. I take a few quick steps to catch up. "Don't worry, mate. If you don't want to join up, that's cool. But if you do, I'll use some of my pool to get you a good deal." "Thanks, Frankie." I can't think of anything else to say. My mind is still stuck on Frankie telling Alexis that he'd be coming from close by tomorrow morning. It seems that Frankie doesn't live close to the gym, but I do. And we are walking to my house now. "It's Frank now. a little more mature than Frankie. Oh, right, Frank. Am I going the right way? He stops beside me. I look around quickly, making myself focus on the task at hand. Yeah, we just turned down this next street. We start walking again. So you said you just moved here? I take a deep breath to try and compose myself. For now, Frank and I are just old high school mates, walking back to my place for a beer. I can't afford to get ahead of myself. I did. I broke up with my boyfriend, so I needed a change of pace. And place, I guess. Oh, damn. I know all about that. Hope you're doing okay. Frank places his strong hand on my shoulder and gives it a squeeze. Yeah, my decision, time was right, all that crap. I stop in front of the gate to my apartment complex. This is me. Nice. I looked at a place in here. Nice and cozy. Frank follows me through the gate. Now that we are on my home turf, I'm keen to gain some control back, or at least come to equal footing. I walk through to my apartment and open the door. And this is my place. I usher Frank through and close the door behind us. Grab a seat, mate, and I'll get you a... Frank's mouth ends the sentence before I can, as it presses hard against mine. I sigh and respond just as quickly, pushing my tongue between his open lips. His body presses against me next, and I feel the door handle push into my back as his weight pins me to the door. His hands grip my hips as our tongues fight each other. I forget about any need to gain control and press my hips forward, feeling the growth in Frank's pants. I sigh as we kiss, aware of the sudden desperation between us. I reach up and slide my hands beneath his t-shirt, feeling the muscles I had been admiring only a minute ago. As I work my way up and lift his t-shirt, he responds by lifting his arms. I take a moment and slide the fabric up. We break our kiss just long enough for me to slide the garment over his head. I then push myself off the door and remove my own t-shirt. Fuck, you look better than ever. Frank's voice is rough. I can hear the arousal in it. If only I'd known back then. Frank steps forward. No use thinking like that. He hooks a finger into the waistband of my pants. Let's just enjoy it now. I move forward as well, pressing our bodies together again. Bedroom? I ask. Bedroom. He quickly agrees. I step past him and lead the way. As I walk, I hear the unbuckling of his belt. Then I hear his pants hit the floor. I open the bedroom door before I turn to see Frankie in nothing but his briefs, his hard cock straining at the fabric. I can see the clearly defined outline, and I lick my lips, eager to wrap them around the thick head. I hook my thumbs into my track pants and slide them down with my briefs in one move, eager to take at least one first step. My 7-inch dick flips up from the waistband and slaps against my abs. I can already feel the slick pre-cum on the tip. Damn, Eddie, you have grown. Frank slides his briefs down and steps towards me. I take a good, long look at his dick, jutting straight out from his body. It's definitely thicker than mine, but not quite as long. I see a drop of pre-cum glisten on his exposed slit. I can tell that we're both ready for this. So, I wasn't the only one looking around, eh? I walk slowly backwards until I feel the bed press against my hamstrings. Frank just shakes his head as he walks towards me. As he reaches me, he places a hand on my chest. You gave me plenty to look at, Eddie, and now I finally get to act. He pushes me back and I let myself fall. I've barely hit the mattress before I feel his hot, wet mouth wrap around my dick. Immediately, he starts bobbing up and down, working my foreskin over my head with each movement. I moan and my body shudders. Moving house has also meant I haven't hooked up in a while. I never dreamed the drought would get broken by an old teammate. Frank moans on my cock as he works it, sliding his lips over the shaft and flicking his tongue over the head. I lift my head to watch him work. He's eager, working quickly, as if he had been waiting for years for it. I realize he probably has. Fuck, Frank, that feels good. I slide my hand through his hair to encourage him to take more of me into his mouth. He responds by opening his throat and taking all of me. I feel his nose press against my body as he gulps around my head, working his throat muscles over me. I let out a loud grunt in reply, and I feel my body stiffen. He pauses, holding me deep in his mouth, and I feel him sigh against me. He gulps again, before moving up and letting my wet cock fall from his mouth. Damn, Eddie, that's a great dick. You have no idea how long I've been thinking about it. Frank smiles before sliding up onto the bed beside me. I think I do. I grin and move my body, eager to return the favor. I run my tongue over his body, flicking at each of his erect nipples before feeling his defined abs on my way to his hard, leaking dick. I lick my lips before I open my mouth and take him in. He moans as I slowly work my way down his shaft. I feel my lips and jaw stretch to accommodate his thickness. I flick my tongue over the sensitive spot beneath his head, and I feel his body shudder in response. As he moans, I pick up the pace, responding to his obvious arousal. I taste the pre-cum that begins steadily leaking from his slit, and it spurs me on further. I hear his breath quicken, and his hand grips my shoulder. Oh, Eddie, wait! He huffs out the words. I slow my pace before pulling up and letting his dick fall against his body. Damn, you had me close. I watch Frank's strong chest heave with his panting breaths. I should have kept going then. I reach out and take his slick cock in hand, slowly stroking it. He squirms. There was something else I had been hoping to do. Frank runs a hand down my body until he reaches my ass. Oh, really? You're assuming I'm a bottom? I squeeze his dick, enjoying Frank's sharp intake of breath. I'm assuming that if you're working in the gym to build this fat piece of cake up, you don't mind it being used. He squeezes. I shudder. I shift further up the bed, reach into the bedside drawer and remove the tube of lube. And I'm going to assume that a guy who's hitting on guys in the gym showers has been tested enough that he can breed me? Clear and clean here. He gives my ass another squeeze before a playful slap. I wince a little, playing up the pain from the strike. I open up the lube and pour some into my hand. As I lean down to kiss him again, I wrap my fist around his cock, slicking up the length. He moans into my mouth as our tongues resume the fight for space. I pass the tube of lube into his hand and he knows what to do. I feel a drop of the cold gel between my cheeks, quickly scooped up by his finger as it slides along my crack to find my hole. He presses gently, and I relax to allow him to slide the tip of his finger inside me. We moan in unison, with my fingers working his cock and his finger opening my hole. For a few moments we stay like this, me on all fours and him laying back, making out while we build each other up. He slips a second finger inside me, and my hole immediately relaxes around them. I break our kiss. Fuck it, that's enough, I pant. He grins up at me and removes his fingers. I lift my leg and straddle him. Holding his cock between my legs, I slowly lower myself. I position his head so that it presses against my opening. Let me, I say, speaking softly, as I relax and feel myself open for him. Of course. He slides his hands over my thighs, caressing them slowly as I take him inch by inch inside me. I breathe deeply as his girth stretches my hole. He shudders and his eyes close. I can tell he's holding himself back, but I take my time, wanting to open myself up properly so that he can take me hard. I let out one last long breath as I push down and feel his hips meet my ass. I shudder and place my hands on his chest as I pause for a moment. "You've been thinking about that for years as well, Frankie?" I wink. "You bet I have, since I first saw that peach in the change rooms." He pushes a little, and I gasp at the sudden extra thrust inside me. "You want to breed me?" I sigh again, making sure my hole is fully relaxed. "Oh, yes, I do." Frank moves his hands from my thighs to my hips. "You ready?" I lock eyes with Frank, squeeze my opening around his cock, and lift my hips slightly. "It's all yours." He grunts as he thrusts hard into me. I gasp at the hint of pain that always accompanies that first hard entry. He feels me tense, but I push down against him, urging him to keep going. He grins and thrusts again, grunting as he bottoms out inside me. I hold myself up above him, allowing him the space to fuck me. He quickly finds a good rhythm, driving his dick into me hard and fast. "Fuck, Annie, you feel so good." He pants and his eyes screw shut. His thickness slides over my prostate and I shudder. "You too, Frank. Fuck." I reach down and grab my cock, stroking it in time with his thrusts. I feel my ass tighten around him as I stroke and his eyes fly open with the extra sensation. "Shit, I don't know if I can." "You want to come in me already, Frankie?" I pant the words out as I feel my balls tighten. "Yes." The rooms fill with sound of skin on skin. "Fuck yes." "Do it," I urge, stroking myself faster, bringing myself closer. "Breed me." We moan and grunt as he picks up the pace on my hole. My legs are trembling. I push a hand onto his chest to steady myself, ensuring I stay in place for the final assault on my hole. Frank's fingers dig into my hips as he thrusts. I see a sheen of sweat build on his muscles as he works. My dick pulses in my hand, and I know I'm right on the edge. "Fuck, Frankie, I'm close." "Shit, Eddie, I'm gonna..." He buries his cock deep, and I watch every muscle in his body tense. He lets out a deep, long grunt as I feel his cock pulse inside me. I push down on him and with a few fast strokes bring myself to the point of no return. Frank shudders beneath me and I feel him flood my hole. My own body ripples and my orgasm slams into me. "Fuck!" I moan as the first shot fires hard from my cock. It flies high before landing with an audible slap on Frank's chest. My load continues to fire as Frank pants through his climax. His body shudders and my ass squeezes his cock and my cum paints his abs. He thrusts one last time into me and his cock slides against my prostate again. He shudders with the aftershock of his intense orgasm and the last of my seed falls over my fingers onto his body. Frank opens his eyes and they lock onto mine. "I promise, I don't always come that quick." We both laugh. "Let's just blame the build-up." I allow my body to fall against him, and I plant my lips on his. We kiss slowly as we come down from the high of our simultaneous climaxes. We stay like that for a few minutes before his wilting cock falls from my hole. Another moan and shudder passes through us both. "Holy shit, Frankie. I wish I'd known that years ago." "Me too." I roll off and lay beside him, running a finger through the stickiness I left behind on his body. "How about those beers?" Frankie asks. I chuckle. "I thought you were about to hit me up for a gym membership." I slide off the bed and grab us each a towel. "Well, I thought first we could make up for lost time." Frank stands and starts to wipe down his glistening body. "And for the membership, maybe we could sleep on it." so it looks like Frankie will be staying closer to the gym tonight. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica podcast. Patrons got this story earlier than the public as a thank you for their support. Also, higher level patrons get early access to some draft copies of short stories and will soon start getting draft copies of the chapters of my upcoming novel so they can give their feedback and have their influence on the published and finished product. If you'd like to get involved with the upcoming novel, head to patreon.com/LiamWilliams for your bonuses there and to support my writing and the podcast. I'd love to hear from you about what your favourite story is, or if you have your own story you'd like featured on the podcast, get in touch using the link in the episode description. Don't forget, you can give the podcast a rating and review and share your favourite story with a friend. Thank you again for listening to the Gay Erotica podcast.